Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson, one of the smartest guys I know. President of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead, author of Unstoppable. That's his new book. Also, It's Not Rocket Science. Also, if you don't make waves, you'll drown. I love that non-politically correct book. Hey, Dave, thanks again for being here. LearnToLead.com, is that right?
That's right. That's the website.
So check it out, folks, and find out all the things that Dave does to help his clients and maybe you. So, Dave, we're talking about helping people. One of the things I've been trying to focus on myself and my audience is staying focused on being a thought leader. And when I say thought leader, I mean somebody who is not just commiserating with people, not just being sensitive, but talking about being active, being proactive in helping people around us, employees and customers, to deal with this. Don't just deliver your products, but talk to them, ask them, find out what else do you need? This is unprecedented year. What else do you need to do? And maybe even give them some proactive advice. This is probably going to happen. Watch out for this. Thought leadership, I think. And I think when you do that in an emergency like we have, those are the people, those voices are the people your customers are going to want to come back to when things settle down. What do you think?
No, I agree, and I think that giving advice for people going through personal issues is fantastic. That doesn't mean you're trying to solve the problem. If you have resources available, if you have good advice to give them, we have a client in the UK right now that's referring people to counseling and to get help in certain areas that they would have never thought of or initiated on their own. So we just don't want to, if somebody's going through something, we don't want to pry into details. We want to get an overview of the issue without prying into details, see if there's any aspect of their work that's contributing to it, not try to solve it, but make resources available. And you do want to show compassion, and you want to make yourself available, and you want to encourage them, update me on how things are going, and let them know my role is to help you remain as just productive and positive here while you're here as I can, because if that goes bad, then your personal issues are going to get even worse. And so we need to keep this part of your life, as much intact as possible. And we have to just be so careful not to cross that line and to blur the line between being someone who is responsible ultimately for the business and for the other teammates that are being affected by someone with a personal issue and helping that person. There is a line you cross where you become Mr. or Ms. Fix-It, and you're actually, it's a false kindness. You're not holding them accountable. Mm-hmm. You don't expect much from them. You're letting them off the hook. And now they're getting in a further downward spiral that's going to affect not only their work performance, but every aspect of their life. And so we have to be creative. We have to be available. We have to show compassion without crossing the line. It's really an art, Jim. It's an art more than a science to deal with people delicately and effectively and professionally that are going through stuff. And there's not a manual. There's not a manual you can pull off the wall and say, okay, here's how you deal with the alcoholic or the person going through a divorce or the person that has someone in the hospital with COVID or that's filing bankruptcy. There's not a one-size-fits-all. So these are guidelines. And as you say, you take it and you get creative with how to apply these guidelines to help that person the most.
Well, what about one of the things that I've tried to learn, I try to perform this, I'm not always as good as I ought to be at it, but I found that if I want to find something out, if I want to help someone, without being judgmental, without giving them advice, so to speak, that you know, not too many people like advice. They like you to ask their opinion. They don't like advice. But instead of saying things to them, ask questions. What do you think about the probing type of approach? In other words, to say, you know, well John, you seem to be having a hard time. What do you think is causing that? Where do you think we're stuck? You know what I mean? Pose your comments in the form of more questions which would be my nature to say, well, let me tell you what I think you ought to do. What do you think?
Exactly. I think, yes, diagnosing before you're prescribing. And I think it's great to ask questions to uncover the problem. I think if you uncover that the problem is a personal problem, you do have to be careful how deeply you pry into that, or you're going to get too involved and get into things that, frankly, may be none of your business or they may not want to talk about. But to uncover what the problem is, I think rather than guessing and assuming, doing what you're talking about is very, very effective. Some people are waiting for you to ask. When people don't feel like they're getting enough attention, they will change their behavior until they do. Mm-hmm. And so you have to watch. They don't always speak it out, they act it out. And so we have to watch for these changes in behavior that might be cries for help, wanting someone to ask the exact questions you just brought up.
And if you think about it, you like it a lot better when people ask you a question than when they tell you things. Right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And some people, they don't want you to fix it. They just want you to listen. You know, there's a problem between married
couples. You sound like my wife now.
Well, that's what us guys do. Well, honey, here's what you have to do, X, Y, and Z. And that's not what they want. They want you to understand and to listen.
Honey, I know what your problem is. Just listen to me and I'll tell you. Here's a pen and paper. Take some notes. I'll work this out for you. Yeah, and how many knots do you get on your head after that? We're going to take a quick break. Oh. Just kidding, folks. Sort of kidding. Tintail, right back with the amazingly awesome Dave Anderson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.